The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, from breaking the world to saving it, I'm delighted to be joined by broadcaster Megan Scully, who is the host of the News Talk podcast, 28 Ways to Save the World. The 28th and final episode of the series will air this bank holiday weekend, going live on Go Loud on Friday and airing on News Talk on Easter Sunday. Megan, how have the 28 journeys been, I suppose, eco-friendly journeys, I should say?
Green, all green, of course, cleaning up the environment and looking after my footprint. But no, it's been actually incredible. I remember the first week I came in here, I thought, oh my gosh, this is such a long time, 28 episodes. It's a lot of airtime to fill. And now I can't believe that I'm sitting here and it's the final episode and the final week. I don't know where the time has gone, and it has been incredible. It's been insightful. It's been educational, and it's actually just been loads of fun.
Okay, before we get to the kind of things you kind of discovered and you spoke about over the 28 episodes, did it change you?
Yes, and I think I was always quite conscious of what I was doing in terms of sustainability and
Were you good in terms of your footprint and so on?
Well, my blazer that I'm wearing right now is from a charity shop across the road. So I would wear a lot of clothes from charity shops. We have one back in the west of Ireland, and it's something that I've been... My mother's always frequented them, so it's somewhere I love to shop. So it's been years since I've gone online to buy clothes, because I just don't like the clothes you buy online. The fast fashion brands, I think, are causing awful, you know, issues when it comes to the environment, and producing badly made clothes that just don't last. And I just don't, even if you get something for very cheap, I still don't like something that won't last forever and ever. I think this is actually vintage coat, so our blazer, and it's been great and it's super conditioned. And that's something I think I always carried with me. But in terms of since the podcast, one thing I didn't realise was that when you microwave in a plastic dish, like tiny plastic particles will actually go into, I suppose, your food and into the air around the microwave. So now I'm like, I make sure to put everything into a proper bowl or a plate.
Yeah.
So that's something I probably wasn't too sure about. Also, my plastic recycling bin, that's an area that I think it was always causing confusion. But thankfully, I've had guests on who've explained it to me.
Because there are tricky things. There are certain types of trays that are a different colour and they're plastic, but you're kind of wondering, can you put them in or not? And there are tricky areas, aren't there?
This is exactly. And then, you know, mywaste.ie, we had a guest on the show from there, and, you know, they actually can list everything on their website. So that's made it really handy. So now if I'm in doubt, I go onto my phone and find out. And that's been something that was really great. I suppose an area for me and something that I still have to, I suppose, work on is driving. I drive a diesel car. I, at the moment, probably can't really afford to change my car. And on top of that, I don't have access to a charging point. So I would love an EV. I actually was lucky enough to drive one last summer for a couple of weeks, but I really had to plan my journeys because I obviously had to use the public system. I said I don't have one in my home house, and I don't have one access to one in Dublin. So
yeah, it can be tricky if you're living one in the city in particular.
That's it. And it's not the most accessible thing. It's very easy for people to say everyone should just get an electric vehicle. It's just not possible for me right now. So that's obviously something that I know that I'm probably could be better at. But for now, I'm just trying to pay off my car loan. And, you know, I try do little things like look after the car and make sure that I'm keeping on top of everything, so that I'm trying to keep it as, I suppose, as healthy as I can. Even though it's a diesel car, I know it's kind of not exactly healthy, but
no,
it's all I have right now, so
yeah,
just have to
make do. What about holidays and stuff like that? Air travel?
Yeah, so this is something that I'm probably still need to work on.
Oh, I think we all do.
I know. I love Ireland, but I also love getting away for my little trips, because I find I am self-employed, and I do find when I even go on a staycation, I'm not really fully switching off, that I need to actually get into another country to really kind of step away. But I am, my big trip this year, I usually do a big solo trip every kind of year and a half or 2 years. And I usually go further afield, like I've gone to Africa and Australia and various places. But this year, my big trip is to England.
Okay. Are you getting the ferry?
I am flying over, but I am spending my big trip in the UK, and I'm horse riding across the Dartmoor Mountains for
a week. That's very environmentally friendly.
I want to do a Yellowstone kind of style trip.
Yeah.
And I just can't, America just isn't working out, so I'm going to England.
Okay, very good. You took a visit to Cape Clear.
Yes,
the island off County Cork, isn't it? Yeah,
off Baltimore.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful part of the world.
Stunning.
Why did you go there and what did you learn when you were there?
Well, I had spoken to Paula previously. We called her from Cape Clear to learn about the gug, which is this, it looks like an egg, basically. Like, do you remember when you would say, I'll have a gug for breakfast?
Or a guggy egg, my wife calls it, yeah.
Yeah, the guggies. And this is a gug, and it's basically a way that they can use all their food waste on the island and create this methane gas and this gas that people can use for cooking. Because what they found was it was hard to get rid of waste off the island, because obviously the ferry is taking passengers over and back to the mainland and doesn't want to be bringing bags of, I suppose, food waste on with them. Yeah. So they had to figure out, how can we do it here on the island? So they have an incredible system. And it was just so lovely to get out there. Now, the day I chose to go out there, weather-wise, wasn't the best. The crossing wasn't the easiest.
Really?
But I got out there. And then when I got there, the clouds parted and we got a lovely day. And I'm glad to say that the boat back was a much calmer experience.
Good, yeah, always helpful. Hen parties. You went to the hen party and you... It was a more sustainable hen party, was it?
I'm organising a hen party and I'm trying to figure out ways of making it more sustainable, because one thing I have noticed when I've gone to hen parties or to weddings or to any occasion, balloons, signage.
Lots of tat.
Tat, straws, which I think we're better now with straws, but a lot of like personalised signage.
Those rude straws should be recyclable, should they? On a hen.
Wash them and bring them home, you know, why not? And save them for the next occasion. But I just think, you know, I feel like a lot of times you go to any event now, you know, be it a christening, be it anything at all, there's always personalised plastic signage.
Halloween is the one that, you know, I look at in despair. The amount of disposable tat at Halloween is extraordinary.
This is it. And a lot of the costumes fall apart and you can't really save them. But, you know, I think it's a way, I'm trying to think of, is there something I could do for this hen party to create something or some sort of like a way that maybe if we get any sort of signage for the hen party, can we make it in a way that it's reusable for the wedding day? So instead of having it as, you know, we'll say if it's my own party, instead of having it as Megan's hen, can it be Megan and... fill the blanks. Okay. Special occasion that I can reuse then for a wedding day.
Okay, makes sense. So if people are coming to the podcast late, is it a kind of a how to live better, how to live more sustainably? How would you describe it?
It's just simple tips and tricks, and it's more so the things that we can do at home. And I think my biggest takeaway from the 28 weeks was, you know, we can get really bogged down in the large scale and the bigger impact and the whole world. Whereas I think if you just do these simple things at home, you could learn a lot. Like, we've been very lucky with some of the places I've got to visit and some of the guests that I've had on, and just some of the changes they've made in their own home, for example, you know, or even people in maybe urban areas that have allotments and grow their own veg. I think the food one was a huge thing for me, because I have always tried to eat as locally and as sustainably as I possibly can and organically. But it's I found since I've been living in an urban area, it's a bit more difficult. Whereas at home, I've access to farms, or maybe my family might grow vegetables. And I've noticed in the supermarkets now, I'm spending so much more time reading labels, because I'm trying to buy food that's either Irish and in season, or if not Irish, as close to Ireland as possible.
Yeah, no, absolutely, that makes sense. Interesting you say about the small differences that people can make in their own lives, because whenever we cover the environment and global warming on the programme, we inevitably will get texts from listeners saying, look, there's a coal-fired power station in China that's opened up that'll dwarf everything we do, so what's the point? There's no difference we can make.
I think we can make a difference on our island. You know, I did go on long haul trips, and you'll go there and you actually can check the smog or the air. And oftentimes you go to places and you don't realise that the air is actually quite unhealthy where you are. What if we had created Ireland to be really green, that we know that even we step out in the likes of a Dublin City or a Cork, Galway, Limerick, Belfast, that we are breathing in fresh, clean air the whole time. I think if we just look after ourselves, you know, I always have this kind of saying, keep your business in town, keep your town in business. That's obviously not my saying. I didn't make that up. That's a saying that's been around for a long time, but it's something I like to remind myself of. And, you know, I think if we just look after ourselves, look after our neighbours, we will make a little difference. Like, Ireland's an island. Why can't we become really sustainable, really green? And, like, you know, just create a place where, you know, people really enjoy where they are. And, like, you know, can we create a place where we don't have to constantly be flying away and flying off to different countries, because Ireland has all that we need here?
Okay. All right. The podcast is 28 Ways to Save the World. The final episode of the series goes out on News Talk on Sunday, and you can get it on Go Loud this bank holiday weekend as well. Megan Scully, host of that podcast, thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
Thank you so much. And just to let you know, it's at 9 p.m. this Sunday, because there is, I think, a special edition of Off the Ball running a little bit later. So 9 p.m. is its new time for the final episode. And thank you so much. It's been so much fun being in here with you all and getting to hang out with everyone. And it's been such a lovely experience.
Yeah, well done. Megan Scully, thank you indeed.
Gabriel Margot.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.